Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another fabulous show for you tonight. And we're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. And we also love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Kim Russo, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we do have a couple of quick updates. Our summer grief retreat is coming up very soon, and we'll be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. And the dates for this event are set for Friday, August 17th through Sunday, August 19th. This is such an amazing and healing event. Our certified mediums and our other facilitators will be there. So if you'd like to attend, you can sign up right from our website. And we have another medium convention coming up called Mediums Behind the Scenes. And this will be on November 9th through the 11th at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers, Florida. You'll spend the weekend with six of our certified mediums as well as other afterlife experts. And this is going to be a really fun weekend. It will feature an extraordinary program of spirit communication, mind reading, spirit art, spoon bending, out-of-body experiences, and much, much more. So we hope you'll join us for that. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight, as you know, is Mediums and Messages, and all of our mediums have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation. So let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Kim Russo, and Kim has been a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation since 2005. She sits on the Foundation's Medium Advisory Board. Kim believes the role of a medium is more than simply talking to the dead. She sees her role as a go-between from one dimension to another, always showing us that other worlds exist. And she's also a research medium with the Winbridge Institute. Kim has appeared on A&E's hit show Paranormal State and their hit TV show Psychic Kids. She's also appeared on the Biography Channel's Celebrity Ghost Stories. And she's currently the host of the weekly running series, The Haunting Of, on the LMN channel. Kim is the author of The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side. And we are just thrilled to have her back on the show with us tonight. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Doreen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, we're so happy to have you on the show tonight. And I know you have kind of a crazy busy schedule. But we do have a few minutes to chat before we take some calls. So I was on your website, actually, and right at the top of your site, you've got that kind of cute section there with all the questions. It really kind of leaps out at us, and I thought maybe we could have a little bit of fun with that. And
okay,
I've actually addressed this question many times, but I want to get your take on it. So the first one is, where do we go when we leave our physical body?
Well, I'm actually writing my second book right now, finishing it up, and I speak so much about what we really are is our levels of consciousness vibrating at a certain speed of light.
Right.
So I like to get into the science aspect of the energy that we are, and the fact that energy cannot be destroyed. It can only change form. So what I believe where we go is we just start to vibrate at a higher speed of light, just like when a fan goes around really quickly and you cannot see each individual blade. I believe, you know, the blades are our bodies when the vibrations lower themselves in the three-dimensional world where we live. Mm-hmm. And then when the fan is going really quickly, that's where we ascend into, we're always part of that fan. It's just what level that we're vibrating at. So
I love that explanation, actually. I think that's like a great visual. What a great analogy that is.
Yeah. My spirit guide showed me that once, and it never left me because it obviously didn't come from me, because when I see something like that and I am in awe, mm-hmm. then it's not coming from me, of course.
Right. I know, and people have asked me this question also, and I don't know. I kind of get this sense that once we make that transition back to spirit, we're in the same time space. In other words, they're in the same time space that we are in the physical system, but they're just in a different vibration. It's really a very, very different frequency. But I think that's the reason why people feel their loved ones around them, because they really haven't left, you know? That's kind of cool.
It's just the only difference is the body is only the encasement for the true energy of who we are.
Right.
And the only thing that truly dies is the body.
Yep.
Not the soul. Not the spirit.
I agree. All right. Let's go to one other really quick question you have up there, because I love these. How can we best communicate with those in these other realms? Because people really like to know, how can they do this on their own without maybe the help of a medium?
Well, like you said, they are all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us do not take the time to quiet our minds enough, you know, in our busy, crazy world. The little downtime that we wind up having, we jump on our laptops, our tablets, our cell phones, and we're always in a constant state of distraction.
Yeah.
So I believe if we can actually get back to basics, listening, taking deep breaths, because the breath is everything,
mm-hmm.
and just, it to me, it's putting an intention out into the universe. If you'd like to hear from someone that is in the spirit world, It's no different than picking up a phone and making a phone call. It's putting the intention out. And that spirit can sense the intention and the call. It's a spirit call. They can hear our thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And although they're around us, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
They're around us anyway. But, you know, I do believe sometimes they're busy doing whatever souls do. But it's when we think of them, and we put the intention of having them come into our space, it is like a call to them. They
mm-hmm.
hear us.
Right.
And they come. And so look for the thoughts that flood into your mind when they are around that you happen to know are not your own thoughts.
Right.
So if you know yourself, you know you would never think a certain thing, or why something randomly would pop into your head that you weren't even thinking about.
Right.
And that's how spirit likes to talk to us, by putting thoughts into our heads.
Right. Yeah, and I think it helps too. One of the things I try to share with people is to try to use your feeling mind to do all of this instead of your thinking mind. Because when you use your thinking mind, you're really kind of getting in your own way, you know? So you have to be able to really feel that information coming through. But anyway, thanks for answering that. That's very cool.
Right.
And I think people appreciate it. You know, people really want to know how to connect with their own loved ones on their own. You know, I think that's special
right.
for them.
The analytical mind will always sabotage
the
true spirit, the visit from spirit.
Yeah,
we want to put logic attached to it. and make sense of it. And really, we can't make sense of a vibration that is perhaps going very quickly. We just have to, we try to analyze what we learned in school.
So, it's a little bit different. And by the way, I'll just remind everyone, it takes a lot of practice. So don't stop practicing. You got to practice this stuff, you know. You get
better
at it. All righty. Well, we're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll speak more with Kim Russo. And we'll be opening up the phone lines to callers. So give us a call here at the station. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Kim Russo. And I think we're going to go to our phone lines now. I know they're lit up, So if we take your call on the air, we do like to hear your voice. And if you'd like to have a connection to spirit, I'll ask you that. Or maybe you just have a question for us. But we do need to hear your voice in order to connect with your loved ones on the other side. So let's take our first call. Are you ready to go, Kim?
Yes, I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay, I think we have Pat calling in from New York. Are you with us, Pat?
Yes.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Did you have a question for us, or did you want to have a mini reading?
A mini reading, please.
A mini reading. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Kim.
Okay. No specific questions, or just whatever I pick up on Pat? Topics, I mean.
Yes.
Pat,
yes.
You want a certain topic for me to tune into?
A loved one that had passed.
Okay. I see a younger person coming through, a male. That's the first person that I'm connecting to. And I'm also connecting to a mother energy. That's, they're talking about another P, just like your name, in your family. But I have a younger male that's crossed over. To me, that's a son or a brother.
Yes.
Or a nephew. Pat, does that connect? Does that resonate?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. I'm also being told about this special date that just passed or is coming within a week or two, and it's either a happy birthday or when someone passed, like the anniversary of their passing or someone's birthday, because they're celebrating on the other side. And they're telling me to, the younger male is giving apologies. So he's apologizing for the way things happened, but he definitely is talking directly to you. And do you recognize the special date that you're celebrating now around this time of year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Well, so he's been anticipating waiting to talk with you. There is a mother standing with him. I feel it's your mother, a very motherly to you, taking care of this younger
yes.
male. That's how she says, don't worry, I'm taking good care of him. So that's good news. Did you want to ask any questions? Any other questions?
Yes, I'll about sisters. Are there any that come to
okay.
me?
Okay,
sometimes
I'm picking
I do
up
feel
on a
presence.
I am picking up on someone who died of cancer or lung issues in the chest or the breast area. Someone's coming through like that, with fluids built up in their lungs or around in their chest area, Pat. And that is
yes.
Definitely a female, though. I want to tell you that. I want to give you the difference. So she stepped forward. I don't know if that's one of your sisters or not. She's smiling at me.
Yes, that's one of my sisters.
Well, that's the one that's coming across. And also, someone's talking about the twins or the Irish twins, like somebody's born very close together. And I almost feel
yes.
like you raised your siblings like the mom, or you were like the mom. They keep saying that to me. So I don't know
I
if you look
like
at yourself that way, but one of your siblings looked at you higher, like a guardian. That's how that's coming across to me with you. And they
okay.
told me to tell you, they told me that you are nothing but a caretaker. That's one of your biggest roles in your life, is to be a caretaker. And you agreed to do that,
yes.
Pat. So, you know, you're doing a good
yeah,
job at it.
It's
I don't know how.
True.
I don't know how you
very
feel
true.
About it, but it is very true. They said that you signed on for that. And that you're very good at it, but that's what your soul, one of the things your soul chose to do, yeah, in order to experience love and compassion and empathy, you see? So you've had to learn all of that in this lifetime. And so,
yes.
Yeah, I think you're right on track with what you're doing. And every time you think of them, they're very much with you. You do have quite a bit of family over onto the other side. You really do.
Yes,
there's
I
a
do.
Tribe of them. A tribe just showed up and smiling, happy, handing over balloons. So they understand about the celebration. And they said, take care of that foot. So I don't know if your foot hurts or someone that you live with has an issue with their foot.
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's you. Well, Pat, take care of your foot, please. I think you're not really taking good care of it. You give to everyone too much, and I don't see you focusing too much on yourself. So they want you to do
true.
That.
Yeah,
well,
I appreciate that.
Thanks for calling, Pat. God bless.
All righty. Okay. Thanks for calling into the show.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to our next caller. I think we have Sandy on the line calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Sandy?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. We're great. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a connection?
I'd like a reading, please.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see, Sandy. Sandy, the first thing I need to talk to you about is who's the Gemini? They keep showing me Gemini. To me, that's Gemini in June, end of May, or someone's literally a twin. How does that connect with you?
I don't know of anyone that's a Gemini.
Okay. Well, it may be someone who's coming across from the spirit world. This, to me, feels fatherly-like. This feels like a—I mean, he may not be a Gemini, but who's speaking to me feels like older father, fatherly-like. And he's talking about the move. Did you just move, or someone? Are you? Is someone moving into your house, or you're moving? Because
no,
clearly
I didn't
a move.
Move. But I did not move, but my daughter just moved into a new house.
Into your house?
No, she bought her own place.
Okay, but this was a long time in the making. That's how he's got. It just feels like your father or a father to you. So I guess to your daughter, it would be your grandfather. But it's showing itself to me like, finally. That's how it's coming across to me. So she's had to be shuffled around a little bit and a lot of changes in her life. That's what's being shown to me. But I feel now finally settling down. Also, there's a pet on the other side. This looks like a dog that was put down. I don't feel too long ago. It's not a big dog. I don't even know if it's a pet running around. It's the third dog. Sometimes they show it to me very clearly, and sometimes they don't. But I see, like, a pet of yours or your daughter's on the other side coming through. Does that connect you at all? Do you recognize that?
My oldest daughter had a pet put down several months ago.
That's the one, if they're talking about your children, they're not only going to be talking about one of them. They jump like that. They want, but they know that you know who it is. I would say that was like your daughter's child, so you need to tell your daughter that the baby's over there onto the other side and is safe and sound with the family. Also, Sandy, I'm not sure if you lost your husband, but they're saying that the husband and wife were split too young. So one of the spouses passed away too young. So I don't know if
I didn't lose the spouse, but I lost my son. He always called himself head of the household. He was my only son.
If he calls himself the head of the household, this is not the father energy that I was feeling. Father is father.
Okay.
Son, I wouldn't feel your son like a father. But I want to talk to you about the initial R as in Robert. Who's the R around you?
I have a brother-in-law, Robert, and my father's name is Ron, but they're still alive.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're talking to me about the one with the memory loss. I don't think it's your brother-in-law. So I do believe I'm talking about someone connected to your dad, and there's a man coming through saying the R name. So it's very connected.
Okay, that could be my grandfather.
Yeah, connected to your dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just please say yes or no. Was your son the one that passed away in a vehicle accident?
Just yes or no?
No.
Okay. Somebody is coming through who passed on in a motor vehicle accident. It was a side-swiping kind of situation, or somebody was fell asleep at the wheel. Sandy, if this is not for you, it might be for a caller on hold. That does happen, but I just saw the scene of the accident in my head, and this person who passed in the vehicle is trying to communicate this with me. So it could be someone in your life. I can't say for sure, but they just pop in as they see fit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want to say that I have a very clear connection with your son, but it doesn't come across to me very clear. It's more the older person that's very concerned about your dad or the R initial.
Okay.
And it is related to health.
Okay, that would be my father probably, Ron.
Well, it's all connected to his health, and they keep saying they're praying for him. They're praying for him. That doesn't mean he's passing away, but it means his health issues that are really going to start to require attention more so than it ever has. Does that make sense, Sandy?
Yeah, he's having more difficulties moving around and stuff.
Okay. Your grandfather showed me to pay attention. Your father needs to pay attention to his eyes. His eyesight is going rapidly. Okay?
Yeah.
And also, he
mentioned that.
Oh, he told you that, yes. Also, yeah. I just heard Mom, it's time. It's time. And when I said what it's time for what, he sort of pushes you out of the house, meaning either to get a job or to get more involved or to go back to your old job. It feels like it's time now, Mom. Does that make sense to you, Sandy? Did you think about going back?
Yeah, he wants me to go out. That's my son probably telling me to get out and start enjoying life. Instead of open.
Well, like it's time now. And I don't know if you previously worked in a school, but that's what he shows me for you. He said something about working either volunteer or work, I don't know if in a cafeteria, working in the school. He showed me that.
It makes sense. I'm retired, but my friends who also retired, they work for the Broward County School Board, and they want me to come in and start doing public speaking for the school board on suicide.
That's perfect.
You want me to do
said, Mom, he showed me you in a school and volunteering or working, so that's perfect. He agrees. He's trying to get this in motion.
Okay.
Just so you know, this was nobody's fault. And he told me that what you will be talking about is a very prevalent problem with children today. In other words, it's more than just depression. It's either a certain drug or it's something that's being misdiagnosed. He knows what it is that you need to speak about. Correct?
Okay. Yes.
You understand it, right, Sandy?
Yes. Yes.
Well, he's with your grandfather, and let me tell you something. They're doing a lot of male activities like hunting, fishing. I don't see golfing. I see hunting and fishing.
Okay, that would be my son. He loved to fish. When I meditate a lot, because I meditate a lot, he comes and he shows me scenarios of what he's doing in heaven. And who he's with.
And do you see him fishing quite a bit?
Yeah, just recently I had a meditation and he showed me fishing with a bunch of little kids and stuff like that.
That's a wonderful validation for you that you are connecting to the realm of where he is. And he's, him and grandpa, they're fishing and fishing.
Yes. That would be my grandpa. Yeah, I have two up there. So my one grandpa used to like to hunt and fish.
Oh, look at that! So that's just to let you know who he's with and what they're doing. So that's wonderful. And also, you have two messages to give your daughters, and you have to tell your dad that he has to get a better handle on his health. So they know what's happening here, and you need to get into the school district because you can help quite a few families, even just with your own story. And your son wants to help you do this. Because it won't only be your mission, it will be his mission from the other side.
Okay, I agree. Does he have any message for his name? What does he say?
He said, "Mom, make me proud." He's like a little old man.
Oh. That sounds like
All right, I think we're going to have to leave it there.
Does he have any messages for his nieces?
Yeah, I can't hear, huh?
I know. I think we have to leave it there, Sandy, and go to our next call. But thank you so much for calling into the show. And I hope this helped just a bit.
Thank you. Thank you, lady. Yeah, it gave me some more clarity.
All righty.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. I think we have time for maybe one more quick call before we go to our next break. So let's get Michelle on the phone from New York. Are you with us, Michelle?
I am.
Thanks for calling in. Would you like a connection, or did you have a question?
Connection, please.
Okay.
Hi, Michelle. I'm just trying to get into your vibration. Michelle, somebody had a baby against all odds. Was that you?
Yes.
They told me they sent in the soul. You have a bunch of people that were so excited for you. I don't think you just had this baby, but they're saying how they were responsible for giving you, sending in the soul that was against all odds. So you definitely had some help from above. I need you to know that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a female coming through very strongly. She does feel maternal, but she does feel older, like a grandma. And she talks all about either she's gliding over you. That's how it's showing itself to me. Somebody, your name is Michelle. Somebody has a very strong initial S as in Susan, because she just gave me that initial. So she's either giving me her name or someone else she's speaking of in your family, or that's the surname. That makes sense?
No, I mean my daughter's father, or my daughter's father's mother, they called her a name that started with an S.
All right, let me just keep going. And this way they can identify themselves. When they talk, well, you said your husband, did you just say your husband? I didn't know what you said, but father. Right, but if it's any grandmother to your daughter, and they also said that they all helped send in a child for you, it wouldn't be out of the question that another side of the family would show up, even though it may not be who you're looking to hear from. They're talking to me about February because they're showing me hearts for Valentine's Day. So somebody was born in February, or there's a significant date in February in your family. And I'm just focusing on your name, Michelle.
That might be my great-grandmother I was young when she passed.
Okay.
She was born in February. She passed in February. Yeah.
Yeah, they recognize the month. Either way, they're telling me, I just heard you did everything you could. So there was someone you didn't get to see before they passed away? I'm not talking about your grandma. It's somebody else. Was this one of your parents? You didn't see them
before
they passed.
It might be my mother.
No. I keep hearing, I'm sorry. Like, it wasn't, we didn't say goodbye, or it wasn't. But don't hold it. I hope you're not holding it like you wish you're blaming yourself or anything. Like, you should have been there, or I wish I was there. I feel like it's supposed to happen this way. And she's just, she is nice, but she is a little tough. So I just give her a personality. Yeah, she's
She's trying to be cordial with me, but she, if she were able to get into an argument right now, she would. I know that sounds
that
bizarre.
Sounds like her.
It's her personality, very combative, very always wanting to explain herself to make sure she comes across looking like the right one. So I definitely think she's still battling some of her ego on the other side. It comes across to me as if you were really the mother and she was the child. And I do believe that this has affected so many areas of your life. This relationship
Absolutely.
Has affected. So this is something that still needs to be worked on from you to her. She really does have to stop and listen. And all of her guys are trying to discipline her to say, you can't keep doing this, even from this side. You know, it tells me she has a lot of anger she hasn't let go of. And it has nothing to do with you. It's way before you. It stems from her childhood. So I would love to say she's apologizing. She's not at that place yet. So that's why I want to ask you to keep praying for her heart to soften up a little bit. And to know that none of this has to do with you. These are all of her issues. And one thing I will say, you are a way different mom. You're a much more compassionate, understanding, and you do it on purpose. You make sure you listen to your children. because I feel you weren't really acknowledged too much by mom.
No.
So I'm very honest about the dynamics. I have to be. I can't sugarcoat this. But at the same time, all the spirit guides know that it is her mission on the other side to work through this so that she can rise above into a higher dimension, and then she can truly help you the way it was meant to be, and so that you two do not have to repeat any karma anymore, negative karma, okay? But you actually picked her to be your mom to teach her love and compassion. So whatever you started, the angels are going to finish it on the other side. So you're a brave
Alrighty.
Soul, and you are going to be very blessed.
Okay,
thanks for calling,
thank you.
Honey.
We're going to have to leave it there.
Thank you
so much, Michelle, for calling in. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Alrighty, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. We will get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Kim Russo. But before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, The Gap, Nordstrom, Sirius Radio, Travelocity, and many, many more. So go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. Kim Russo is here with us this evening. We've got time for a couple of more quick calls, so we're going to go back to our phone lines. I believe we have Tim calling in from California. Are you with us, Tim?
I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you want to have a connection to Spirit, or did you have a question?
Connection with the Spirit.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Kim.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hi. Good. How you doing, Kim? I love your book, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much, so much. Okay, so let's see who's coming through for you, Tim. Tim, yesterday only, did you lose a best friend or a brother? There's someone coming in, contemporary of yours, and, you know, someone not too far from your age. Died very untimely, I believe. It was quick. It was a quick death. I'm not talking about an older gentleman. I'm talking about someone your age, give or take.
I had a friend that got committed suicide a long time ago, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, no, that's not it. This is not a suicide. This is a heart attack or something. Keep telling me that you worked together. You worked with them. So
it could be my boss at one time. His name was John Choa.
Well, like I said, he, yeah, here he comes, and he said, we worked together. So it means, you know, again, someone you weren't anticipating, but they know you're about to call in, and they are excited to
So he might be a little bit of a jokester because he said to me that you are finally doing, which I don't know if you're retired or you're retiring early, but he's making the joke. He's like, he's finally doing what he wants to be doing. So
that sounds like John.
Yeah, he's joking around and stuff like that. Also, Tim, it does feel like Dad is standing in the wing. It feels like a dad to you anyway, or an uncle, somebody very, definitely in a bloodline to you.
Yeah, that was my mom's or my dad's brother.
I want to say someone who either you were named for or is a godparent for you, but definitely watches out for you from the other side. They're telling me that, this is going to sound so strange, but I just listened to what Spirit says. They said your credit is building. So you're either looking for some kind of loan or to buy a house. Something about your credit will be building. I know that sounds a little bit strange for Spirit to say, but it must have something to do with what you're hoping for, to build something back up. And it feels like credit or monetary. All right, a lot of things are going to be changing in your life. They told me to watch out for your digestive issues, Tim. Can you connect with that?
Maybe. Not too sure.
Oh, well, they're saying to keep an eye on your digestive system. Because when I looked, they wanted me to talk about your health, and they went right to your digestion or your stomach area. Okay? So I trust Spirit. They usually know what they're talking about, maybe even something we don't know about yet. But this is the boss and a father or an uncle coming through. Now, are you looking to hear from your mom, Tim?
My mom's still alive.
Okay, so it's not. My guide just told me you're looking to hear from a female. Or there's a female looking to talk to you, but I'm not making the connection, you see? I just want Don and your uncle. Do you want to answer any questions?
I want to look at a woman named Twyla Cooksey come through.
I know.
My wife's aunt.
They just told me that you were looking for a woman, but my guy just said that, but I'm not making the connection. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes they don't always show up, on demand, I should say. So you're looking for an aunt of your wife? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, she died of cancer a couple of years ago. She was only in her 40s when she died of cancer. And we named her after our baby.
Right. You named your baby after her, you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I can bring her through unless, that she's not showing up right now. That doesn't mean she's not okay, though, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just maybe another time or another vibration, if you know what I mean. But don't lose faith. Keep talking to her. Because, like I said, they can hear us for sure. And start talking to your boss. I don't know. Let's see what, maybe there's something. He must have been very fond of you for him to come through and do your reading. Okay, Tim?
And then one more question. One more question. You know who my spirit guide might be? I got a Mary and an Indian guy from another person.
I didn't hear what you said.
He's asking
spirit guide. Yeah. I was told one was named was Mary and one was named was an Indian fella.
Indian? Well, I get some wise Asian guide. This comes across very Asian to me. I'm seeing all kinds of Asian lettering and writing, and that's what I'm seeing. I don't see the Indian one. But we don't only have one guide, Tim. Okay, so I don't know, are you drawn to Asian, Chinese food, Korean food, anything like that? Or Asian?
No, I was talking to him. No, not really.
Okay, well, that's what I see. I'm not saying you don't have an Indian guide, but I believe that connecting to your own guide is your own journey. So, meditate and see who you pick up on. The Asian one looks very, very prominent to me, though. Okay?
Alrighty,
thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much for calling into the show.
I love the foundation. You guys have a good day.
Oh, he loves the foundation. That's good.
Thank you so much,
Tim.
Thank
you, Tim.
right.
All righty. We have time for maybe one more quick call. I believe we have Susan calling in from New York. Are you with us, Susan?
I am, yes.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection
Hi,
or did you have
you.
A question?
Have a connection, please.
Connection. Okay. I'll
okay.
turn you over to Kim.
Hi, Susan.
Hi,
Hi. Susan. How are you?
I am good. How are you? I'm so excited that I got through.
I'm good. I'm good. Susan, do you have females around you right now at this current time, right now on the
no.
phone?
No.
They keep telling me to talk about the females that are all around you. So I don't know if they meant it literally or in your life.
My husband is sitting with me.
Well, he's not a female, no.
No.
No, I have a woman coming through talking about, like, the Three Musketeers or the Sister Club or all the girls. Like, there's a bunch of girls. So I don't know if you're one of three girls or there's
no.
only the group of girls that go out or together all the time. Do you know what that's about?
No.
Okay. There's two people coming through, and they're telling me one man that keeps talking about his girls, my girls, my girls, my girls. So I know there's girls that are family based, and everybody gets together, and they're related, okay? And they have good times. They try to keep the family together. And then I see somebody else that just stepped also to the side from your husband's side. It feels like one of your in-laws. Is your mom, your mother-in-law there, Susan?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because it feels like a female on your husband's side. And who is Ed, like E-D, Ed, Edward, or the E name, very strong around you?
An E name.
That's
an A name.
It's on your husband's side. All right. Just so you know, take this with you. It's on your husband's side. Okay, there's a female coming through. I want to say either Aunt Evelyn, Eleanor, a name like that. Okay, that's who's coming through probably because your husband's sitting there. Also, they're telling me something about getting ready related to a job, but a union job, like someone who works in like a garbage man. What the heck is who's like a garbage man works for that company?
No.
Susan, I'm not making a connection then. I'm sorry. If you're not understanding the information, it's not for you. It might be for another call.
Right.
I'm sorry about that. It doesn't always work out.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
We're going to leave it there. Thanks for calling in, Susan. All righty. Well, we are just about out of time. I don't think we even have time to take another caller. So let me ask you something, Kim. What's the best way if our listeners want to schedule a reading with you or if they want to check out your schedule, should they be going to your website?
Absolutely. KimTheHappyMedium.com, and they can go on my event page.
Okay.
At the current time, I'm not doing private readings, but
okay.
I am doing group readings and other events around the country.
Okay, so everybody be sure to go to Kim's page and check out her schedule and see what's happening there. And we'd like to thank all of our listeners for being with us tonight, and we'd also like to thank Kim for being with us tonight and doing all those fabulous readings. We
Anytime. Yeah.
Love to have you on the show. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Once again, we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're on the website, you can become a member. You can also sign up for the Signs of Life newsletter. You're also going to be able to check out all of the wonderful events we host, including all of our upcoming webinars. We've got a great webinar schedule up there for this year, so be sure to check out the webinar schedule. Everything's up on the web. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, Science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.